Well, oh, hello. If you're listening for the first time, this is not Walking the Room. This is half. This is just the room. Greg Barron is not here. He is indisposed. He's in a fucking hole. He is somewhere. He's on a sabbatical. He took a sabbat, and he's just living life to the fullest. So this is not a real walk in the room. This is Dave Anthony solo. It's not going to be great. It's not. Anyway, hope you enjoy the episode. Christ, this is a really fucking weird thing to do this because I don't know if people know the story of Walking the Room, but originally I attempted to do a podcast by myself in my own closet. And it's hard. And I tried to, the first one, I don't know. I'm embarrassed of it. It's weird talking into a microphone by yourself. I find it very egotistical and arrogant and weird. So this is going to be good. So, but I listen to guys like fucking Bill Burr and Greg Proops who are the masters of it. And they're so good at it that I'm like, well, those fucking idiots can do it. I can do it. So I'm giving it a shot. I don't know. I sat down to do it about an hour and a half ago and I have a new neighbor upstairs and they have a dog. And here's the fucking thing about dogs. Like, I'm not a dog guy. Because this dog barks, it's barked for 2 straight hours. Just 2 hours, just fucking barking like a dumb asshole. Like, what other animal does that? Just sits there screaming for 2 hours like a jackass in a kitchen. Like, it's just amazing that you would want that in your house. I like cats. I'm a cat guy. I'm going to just come straight out in a minute. Here's the deal. I like it. The thing with dogs is that dogs... Like, you could punch a dog in the face. Like a dog, you could have a dog and have it for a couple of months and then go, you know, I'm just gonna punch this dog right in the face. I'm gonna show it what life is like out on the streets. And you can just punch your dog in the face as hard as you could, and your dog would be like, hey, you wanna play? Like, I have no respect for that. I have zero respect for an animal that you can just fuck with and it's like, hey, let's hang out. I like you. That to me is baffling. That's why I like cats. Like a cat, like sometimes I'll be walking down the hallway and my cat will be walking the other way and it's like, I'm not even there. You know, he's like, I've got shit to do in the back and I don't want to even deal with you. Whereas dog would be like, hey, where are you going? You're going the other way. And it would turn around. I want an animal that leaves me alone. Like, just fucking stay out of my shit. Like a gecko might be perfect. Like every once in a while, I would like crawl up the wall. I'd be like, oh, fuck. I forgot I had one of you. And it would crawl away and I'd be like, perfect. That's a great animal. So, yeah. But if you have two cats and you're single and you're a dude, it's really hard to find a chick because they think you're a creep and a weirdo because you have cats. So anyway, so I got this dog upstairs that's barking all the time. And I just told the landlord, no response, none. Just like, okay, good luck to you. So I guess I'll have to involve the legal authorities. I don't know is there a dog unit that comes in and kicks in a door and shoots a dog? Is that a thing? By the way, Michael Vick, I don't know, Michael Vick got a dog. Like, he bought a dog and the headline I saw was, dog experts say Michael Vick got one of the most vicious breeds of dog in the world. And okay, so what? How does he get to have a dog? isn't he like a, like child molesters don't get to be around children, like 500 yards. So shouldn't he be like a guy who has to stay away from dogs? Is that a thing? Can that be a thing? Like you're a no dog. And plus the dog's like, what? Wait, what happened? What did I do to get the, I got the, it's like I'm on parole right now. He should be the one. Fuck, I don't know. It's fucked up. Oh, wait, I just got a text from my landlord. I know they have a dog. Sorry about the barking. Okay, so there you go. So that's a legal, that's going in the legal file. That's a bad response from a landlord that goes in the legal file. So anyway, I don't know. Is this weird? How you guys doing? For me, it's awkward. Even though I don't really like Greg, he's like a person I can bounce ideas off of. I got to be honest, I'm in my kid's room. So I'm like looking at a giant angry bird stuffed animal, which is a lot like Greg, if you think about it. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. The Jews? No. So I work at, you guys know I work at Talking Dead, right? It's a TV show about The Walking Dead. It's great to be on a show about another show. It is very fulfilling. So I'm on this show, and they're looking for a big guest to do something special with. And they're having a very hard time booking a big guest because Talking Dead is a show about a show. So it's hard to get, if you call up Will Ferrell and you go, hey, man, do you want to be on a show about a show? And they go, what? And you go, what's the Golden Girls after show? It's the show about the Golden Girls in which we talk about the Golden Girls and how great that episode was. So, people don't want to do that. Everyone's like, I don't know what you think of me, but I'm actually a celebrity. And that's weird. Big fans. There's fans of the show that go on, celebrity fans. But this is for like a special thing that they're trying to do. And so I go in the office. And I sit down and they go, I think we got a guest. And I go, who? And I go, Mike Tyson. And I was like, oh, he's a rapist. Like that was the first thing I said. I know that's not like office politics. Maybe not my strong point, because maybe there's a more delicate way. I don't know. Is there a more delicate way to say he's a rapist? Should I sat down and gone, oh, he puts stuff in people that they don't want in them. And then you go, what? And I go, he was convicted of putting stuff in people who didn't want stuff going in them. And then eventually I have to say, he's a convicted rapist. I don't know what in the fuck happened with, like, at what point did we go, no, that's cool. That guy gets a do-over. Like, of all the fucking dudes out there who have done shit, like Mike Tyson, everyone's like, oh, he's totally cool. And I do not get it at all, because this is a dude who, when he was a little kid, used to beat the shit out of old ladies. So he was a guy who punched old ladies in the face. Like that's how he kicked it all off. Like that was like, hey, I'm Mike Tyson coming into the world. My first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to punch granny in the face and take her social security check. Literally what he was doing. So he got in trouble for that, because that's a thing that society is like, you shouldn't punch old ladies. Like you should, old lady punching. And this has been going on for a while, since my best estimate is like the 1500s. Since like the 1500s, we decided you can't punch old ladies in the face. And so it's like an old one. This is like an old classic rule that he broke. So he was punching old ladies in the face, and he went to court about it because he got arrested, and there's a judge there, and he was like, you could hit really hard, like you're a really good puncher, and I know that because of the old lady's faces and what you did to him. Like you have a solid like swinging thing on the end of your, coming out of your torso, there's a solid swinging device. So he like took the kid in, this judge, and he took in Mike Tyson and he taught him how to box. He's like, this will be a great outlet for you, a guy who punches women. So he kind of got his shit together and he was a good boxer. And then he got taken in by Don King, who is essentially like a, he's like a demon. Don King is like a horrible demon of a human. And he took him in, and he, like, Don King took him away from the judge, kind of. Like, it was a whole fucking thing. He had this trainer that he kept Mike Tyson in line and stopped him from punching old ladies. And then Don King took him over, and here's the thing about Tyson. Like, when I was in college, as when Tyson, like, became Mike Tyson, like, he was this, like, tiny destroyer of men. And we would get, like, everyone together, because that was the old days when to get a movie, to get a fight, it cost a lot, and you had to get everyone together and pay for it. And it was like a big fucking deal. You get a keg, and you'd have a whole event. And every time we get a keg and we'd have a whole event, and literally the fight would be over in 90 seconds. Because everyone got scared shitless of Mike Tyson. And also, Don King set him up to fight like fucking pansies. Like, it was like fighting a sofa. Like, he was fighting people that weren't. It was like he was fighting old ladies again. Like, he wasn't fighting good boxers. And so he built up this record, and he terrified people. And he's really good at stopping the flow of oxygen to other dudes' brains, which is like something we love. Like, it's just a cool thing. It's a cool thing to go, hey, I'm the biggest guy who can stop the flow of oxygen to other big guys' brains. It's not as, like, we don't like it if you do it to old ladies. Like, if you put Mike Tyson in the ring with an old lady, everyone would be like, well, that's not fucking cool. That's kind of bullshit. I'm going to pay for it, but I disrespect it. So I'm not for it. So Mike Tyson became really good at beating up soft, kind of lame boxers. And then Buster Douglas stepped in and wasn't scared of him because he was really stupid. Like, that's the thing. Like, to fight Mike Tyson and beat him, you had to be dumb as a fucking box of boxes. Like, you could not have a brain cell in your head because this dude is coming at you and he's like a little fucking fist man. Just a fist man. He's just like a giant fist who's going to punch you and everything in your body is going to break and you're going to cry. So you had to be really stupid to not care about that. And then Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson. And then, like, that was sort of it. Like, his whole mystique crumbled. And then it was after that that he got super rapey because he raped someone. And then he ate someone, kind of. Then he bit off a gentleman's ear. And that guy was also a fucking cock. What was that piece of shit's name? Holyfield. That's right, Holyfield. Here's the thing about... I have a fucking Holyfield story. When I was working at Saturday Night Live, when I lived in New York, I was starting out in New York, I needed extra money, and my girlfriend lived with the guy who booked the extras on Saturday Night Live, and he would just have me come in and do the live part and leave. Like, I didn't have to hang out all day with the other extras because that's fucking crazy. Like, they're crazy. Extras are crazy. So anyway, one night Holyfield is on the show and we are all lined up in the hallway ready to walk out and get into our places for one of the scenes. Hilarious stuff. Probably a caveman talking to some people. Just really good Saturday Night Live stuff. And so we're facing the wall. We're not facing the wall. We're standing against the wall. And a guy comes down and he goes, hey, listen, everybody needs to turn around and face the wall. And I was like, what's happening? And he goes, Evander Holyfield doesn't want anyone looking at him. And I was like, that's, and you're cool with that? Like, you're like, that's cool. You can do that to other humans. Like, what kind of a fucking cunt makes other people stare at a wall when they walk by? Like, how big of a piece of shit? Yeah, I actually told this story to a celebrity, a big celebrity friend of mine. He goes, yeah, but maybe he just doesn't want people looking at him. I was like, he's about to go on fucking television. He would like people to look at him all the time because he's going on a television. So we had to stand and face the wall. Like, essentially, it's the kind of thing you would do if you're about to be shot. Like, it's like a thing where you're like, hey, we're going to kill you. And you're like, can I look at the wall instead of the gun? Yeah, you can look at the wall. And then you get shot in the back of the head. So that's like what Evander Holyfield did. So he, in my opinion, should have had his ear bit off. So Mike Tyson bit off Evander Holyfield's ear, which is not actually part of boxing. It's actually in the rules, you're not allowed to bite off other parts of people. It's just like a thing. Like there's certain rules you got to go by. You can't like put your fist in another guy's mouth. You can't take a guy's eyeball out. You can't like chew off fingernails of the other guy. Well, they have gloves on, so that's not really possible. But you can't like take parts off of other people. That's like a big thing in boxing. Like you're not allowed to take off parts of other dudes. So Mike Tyson bit a guy's ear off. He didn't eat it. He has a line he won't cross. Like he's going to bite off your ear, but he's not going to like eat it because he's not a total dick. So you can get that back and sew it back on or whatever. So when I sit in an office and someone says, hey, we're going to have Mike Tyson on, I think, well, he's a rapist and a guy who ate part of another dude, kind of. He didn't eat him. He did like a Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest is known for he goes up to like a catering table on a set and he'll pick up like a muffin or a cupcake. And he'll take a giant bite out of it, and he'll chew it, and then he'll walk over to the garbage can, and he'll spit it out into the garbage can. And his line is, you get all the taste without the calories. And then he walks away like that's normal, like he's not like a 12-year-old bulimic girl that really should be hit in the head. Or just have his ear, he should have his ear bitten off. And then someone should spit it out and go, all the taste without the Seacrest in your tummy. So that's what Tyson did. Ryan Seacrested Holyfield's ear. It's a lot of names put together. So anyway, so I sit at office and someone goes, hey, we're going to have Mike Tyson on. And I say, well, he's a rapist. And then everyone stares at me like I said something horrible. Like I'm the guy who's raping someone. Like I get looks like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I want to go, there's historical documents. There's a lot of them. I can show you video of not of the rape, but of him biting off people's ears. And there's historical documents about him punching old ladies in the face. And what in the fuck? Where do we get to a point where we're all like, hey, it's cool with Mike Tyson's fine. Why? Because he was in a fucking comedy that wasn't even that great. Zach Galifianakis is the only funny thing in that fucking movie. So you put a fucking rapist, ear-biting, old lady punching asshole in a movie, and now we all fucking love, like, what in the fuck is happening? How does that douchebag get a pass, and everyone else is like, oh, but Mel Gibson said some bad things, she said sugar tits and some things about the Jews, and now that guy doesn't get a break, but old rapey, ear-bitey, old lady punchy is cool, like, what the fuck? Where's the line? I don't know where the line is. I don't know what's happening. So anyway, I'm opposed to Mike Tyson being on Talking Dead. So speaking of Mike Tyson, I went and saw Jack the Giant Slayer. Here's the deal. Sometimes you're sitting at home and there's a bunch of good movies that you see that are critically reviewed well and people love, but it's just a bunch of people sitting around talking and like going, I kind of love you. And then they get shot or whatever happens. That's my idea of a great movie. So I didn't want to see like a movie that was like, you know, you just don't want to see a movie that's got a bunch of fucking sad shit or whatever. I just want to be entertained by stupid. Like I specifically opened up the paper or whatever you want to call it. It's on my phone. I think it's a paper. I opened up the paper and it said Jack and the Giant Slayer. And I was like, I want to see giants running around and a dude who's tiny who can apparently kill them. So the actor who plays Jack, he's one of those fucking guys, man. It's another one. We've got another he's not a man. He's never going to be like a dude that you're like, you should be driving like a Mustang and getting out and shooting people. He's fucking never going to be that guy. He's going to be like, they're going to try and cast him as that guy. He's like the next Shia LaBeouf. He's like a soft, not manly guy. They're going to put in man movies and everyone's going, I don't want to see that guy in a man movie. And that's where this guy is going. What's his fucking name? Oh fuck, I just looked him up. I don't know what to do right now. I'm sad. There's a deep sadness happening inside of me because I looked him up and he's in Warm Bodies, number one. He plays the sad zombie, the zombie that loves, that makes me want to tear like humans apart. Like the fact that they made a zombie that can love, I want to drop a bomb. So he's going to be in fucking Mad Max. Oh God. See, here we go. They find these little soft fucking bitch men that aren't even men. And it's cause girls like them and they're attracted to them, but they're not fucking dudes. And we all know The Rock blew it by being a tooth fairy. He can go fuck himself. He could have been the fucking dude killing everything. And like, if we need a Steve fucking McQueen, he is, let me find out. Is he Mad Max? Is he going to be fucking Mad Max? He's Nux. Well, fuck him. He's a guy called Nux. So he can go fuck himself. He's a guy in Mad Max called Nux. I don't even know which character was Nux. I don't remember, but fuck him. Tom Hardy is going to be Mad Max. All right. So Tom Hardy's good. He did that stupid movie with Chris Pine and Reese Witherspoon that he should have to go to everyone's house like a sex offender and knock on the door and apologize and say, hey, I'm living in your neighborhood. I'm being on movie screens for a while. And I was in this movie and I just want to say I apologize and that I have to be on the registry forever. The registry where you have to go around and apologize for taking movie roles. And that's what registry Tom Hardy's on. But this fucking kid. All right. So it sucks watching him in a movie because he's not a lead actor. He's a soft little thing and he's supposed to be killing the giants, which is fine. Like I can accept it. Cause I've seen it so much. I've seen Hollywood ruin so many fucking movies with soft little men. I mean, how long do we have to put up with Shia LaBeouf? Just stop it. Just fucking stop it. So I read the reviews before I saw Jack and the Giants. I mean, this is going to be a piece of shit. It's going to be a piece of shit, but hold on. There's giants. I can totally deal with giants. You could just say there's a movie called Giants. What happens in it? They just run around. They just fucking run around and they look at each other. And sometimes they pick up a tree and I'd be like, I watched that. That sounds fun. So you put giants in a movie, I'm going to fucking watch it. So it's all these shitty reviews. Everyone was, it sucks. And it didn't make any money. Like it cost like $200 million or some shit. I'm probably making that up, but it cost a shitload of money. And it made like 20 million. So it's a fucking bomb. It's a horrible bomb. And it's weird because they ended it for like a sequel that would be crazy if it ever happened. Now it's not going to happen, but their sequel would be kind of like modern day giants attacking us would be pretty fucking great. So, I liked it. I don't know what's happening with movies. There's so many shitty movies. The people are like, oh, it's great. And you go see it and it's just terrible. The story doesn't make sense. It's an awful fucking movie. And then Jack and the Giant Slayer, which is like, there's nothing spectacular happening in it. There's no crazy, nor should there be a crazy twist because it's about a dude who climbs a fucking beanstalk, fights giants. And then to the end, like there shouldn't be a twist. We're like, oh, then the giants turn into unicorns. Fuck that. It's just a straight ahead simple movie, and the selling point is that there are giants running around. So, the giants, it's a good movie. I like seeing giants throw flaming trees. Is that, am I bad? Except for the softy kid. It's a fine movie. You know, it'd be perfect if you were like, if I was a 12-year-old kid, I would be in that movie jerking off like a monkey because it's so made for 12-year-olds. It's such a fucking great movie for kids. If you have a 12 or 13-year-old kid, take them that movie. It is like 12-year-old porn. And I know they actually probably watch porn now. I'm terrified of that. I got a 3.5-year-old. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with YouTube and all this shit online. Like by the time he's 13, he will have seen 90-year-old Japanese men put chairs in their asshole, and I don't know what the fuck to do about that. That's terrifying. So, anyway, go see Jack and the Giant Slayer, especially if you have a 12-year-old kid, take him. It'd be amazing for a kid that age. Anyway, I think I'm going to wrap this up. How long is this? 24 minutes. That's not bad for a guy just sitting talking alone who didn't know what he was going to talk about. and had to deal with the fucking dog upstairs. So anyway, cats are better. I think that's the whole message. Cats are, I want to end this with the, every episode I do on my own. I think I'm going to do these on my own from now on. I think besides Walking the Room, there's going to be a side cast with just me, occasionally a friend, but usually just me. And I think I'll just be, talking for like 25 minutes because that's where this one went. So I think there's going to be a side cast and I should always, I'm always going to have a moral at the end, like they had on a Bullwinkle. So the moral of this one is people who rape and eat other people and punch old ladies are bad and they shouldn't be in movies. And cats are better than fucking dogs. I'm sorry. Although I have a cat that kind of acts like a dog. Like I wanted cats that didn't have anything to do with me. Like that's a perfect animal that it runs into you. Look at that fucking gorgeous animal. And then it runs away and you're like, perfect. But I have a cat that's kind of like a dog. Like it follows me everywhere. And it's like, hey, you want to play? Like, it's just a war. They did a brain transplant and it's got a dog brain. So I kind of got fucked with this one. And people that know the history of cat, you know, cats found people. I assume dogs had to be like cats years ago. They are the ones who found people. People didn't domesticate cats. Cats found humans and were like, look at these motherfuckers. They'll feed me and I can hang around them and then I can leave. Like they're smart. I assume dogs, they had to break down and be like, you're going to be my animal. Like that's, I'm sure that's the way it, in like the early 1000s. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. I don't even think you have to go check the historical documents because I know that I'm right. Because look at them. Fuck them. Anyway, we're going to have to get one for the kid. So that'll be fun. So I'm going to have a thing in my house that I don't like that much. And the kid won't take care of it. And then I'll have to take care of it. And then it'll become like my dog. And then it'll die and I'll be sad. Is that how it works? Fuck. Podcasting's a bummer, huh? Just ends up a bummer. Well, I hope you enjoy this episode of Walk in the Room. If you don't like this, if you listen to this and you're like, what the fuck am I listening to? Here's the deal. You can go buy live podcasts of Walking the Room on Estoy merchandise at our store. And listen, actually, some people probably don't even know what the fuck happened. Greg is taking a little break. And we'll be back in April. We have some things to talk about. But Greg is taking a break and the plan is to come back in April. So I'm sorry if you listen to this and you don't know what the fuck is happening and you want Greg. Greg's not as funny as me and Greg's not as interesting as me and Greg doesn't tell good stories and Greg just makes noises a lot of the time. So, you know, he's not that great. He's not that great. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the first podcast of, we'll call it Dave's Dollop. You've listened to episode one of Dave's Dollop. Go to Estoy Merchandise. I am also on a few of the latest Tofops with Will Anderson, if you enjoy that sort of thing. So it's me and Will talking much the way Greg and I would. You want that? That's also good. I'm on a new one this week. All right. I don't know how this went. I don't know.